Pavakama Perek Shmini. We now begin Perek Shmini, which is going to discuss issues involving damage caused by a human being. Hachovel Bechavero, somebody who causes damage to his friend. Chayev Olav Mishum Chamisha Dvarim. He has the possibility of being liable for paying five different types of payments, of penalties. Benezek. Nezek is the damage caused to the human being, the loss of value that human being has because of the damage. Bitsa'ar, for the pain that's inflicted. Beripui, for the medical costs that may be incurred. Besheves, for his unemployment, the fact that he's unable to work because of the damage. Uvavoshes, and if there is embarrassment involved. Those are the five categories. And the Mishnah will discuss each one of those categories, how is it calculated. The Nezek Ketzad. So how do we calculate the damage of Nezek? So let's say, for example, Sima Eseno. Let's say he blinds his eye. Katas Yador. He cuts off his hand. Shiber Es Raglum. He breaks his leg. Roin Oso Kiluhu Evet Nimker Bashuk. We look at the person who received the damage as if he was a slave being sold in the market. Vishamin. And we evaluate. Kama Hayoyafe. How much was he worth prior to the damage? How much is he worth now in the marketplace? Now, I'll just mention that there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush about whether or not, what type of Eved do we evaluate him based on? Is it based on an Eved Ivri, which Rashi says we would do because every person has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and now we've lessened what he could get in the market for selling himself as an Eved Ivri. And the Rush disagrees with Rashi and says, no, we base it on the Eved Kanani, which is the Stam Eved that we discussed throughout the Torah. The next point in the Mishnah is Tsar. How do we calculate the infliction of pain? So let's say, for example, Kavo Bashbud, he burnt him with a metal rod of a masmer or using a hot nail. Bafilu al Siparno, even if it was just on his fingernail. So it really didn't cause any damage, but there was just pain. Makom She'ena Osechabura, it's a place where it didn't cause any actual damage, but pain it did cause. Omdin, we evaluate. Kama Adam Kayotze Bazeh, how would a person like this, maybe he was a rough and tumble guy, he can handle pain more. If he's not so rough and tumble, he can't handle pain as well. But the person of this nature, how much rotze litol lios mitzdar kach? How much would this person be willing to accept in financial compensation in order to undergo such pain? Now the Gemara explains that that's not actually the way you calculate it, because a person may not be willing to accept pain for any money in the world. He's just not interested in the money. It's not worth it to him. But rather, what we say is we calculate it based on if a person knows, let's say, because the malchus, the government, is going to have to inflict this penalty to him, and he's going to have to undergo this infliction of having his hand cut off or his eye blinded, but he could do it with an anesthetic in a painless way or without an anesthetic. How much is it worth it to him to, if he has to undergo it anyway, how much would he pay in order to not have to have the pain that's involved? And that's the amount the person has to pay. Mishnah moves on now to ripui. How do you calculate medical cost? Hikahu. If he hit him in such a way that he needs to be healed, chayev l'rapos, he has to pay for the damage of for the medical costs in order to heal him. Olu vot samachim. Let's say if after in the process of healing, he subsequently has some sort of a blisters that develop. So imachmas hamakeh, if these blisters or any other thing develops because of the wound that was inflicted upon him, chayav, then the person who caused the damage has to pay for that, for the medical cost to cover that. Shalom achmas hamakeh, though, if it's determined that it's not because of the damage, he's pater. Chayis of anistera, what if it got better, but then it came back again, the blisters. Chayis of anistera, it happened again, it got better, and then kept them back and forth. Chayev l'raposo, he still has to pay for the healing. Chayev l'kotzarcha, however, it got completely better. Eino chayev l'raposo, he no longer has to pay for any healing once it got completely better. Sheves, for the unemployment. Ro no so kilu hu shomer kishuin, that you don't look to pay him for his for his unemployment based on his previous occupation, which may have required, let's say, the hand that he used to have, because he already paid him for the fact that he no longer has the same value of having a hand or having a regal. So we only evaluate him based on being a shomer kishuin. A shomer kishuin means somebody who guards cucumbers. He's just a simple guardsman, something that a person can do even after he received the damage. That's the only level of unemployment that we pay for. We don't pay for the unemployment that involved his hand or his leg when he used to be, let's say, a craftsman, because we already paid for that when he paid Nezek. Boshes, how do you calculate the embarrassment? It's all based on depending on who the person who did the damage is. If a person did the damage is a low life of a person, so he's going to have to pay more. There's more busha involved. There's more embarrassment involved of being damaged by him. It's also calculated based on the nature of the person who received the embarrassment. If they're a very type of person who gets very embarrassed, they're a high and lofty person, then their embarrassment is greater. Now, the Mishnah says, "Hamavayish ha'arum." If somebody embarrasses somebody who's unclothed, they're not wearing any clothes, so they're already in a state of busha. So, and you cause further embarrassment. Let's say they're already unclothed, and then you slap them. "Hamavayish ha'suma," or let's say you embarrass somebody who's blind and they can't see the embarrassment, but they sense though that they are embarrassed. "Hamavayish ha'yashin," or even if you embarrass somebody who's sleeping. But and he wakes up, he's going to realize what happened to him. Chayev, you're still chayev. V'yashin shebiyesh patar. However, a person who is sleeping, and during his sleep, he embarrasses somebody, so he didn't know what he was doing, so obviously he's patar. He's not liable for activity when he was unaware of what he was doing. Nafal menagag, let's say he falls off a roof. V'hizik, in the process of falling off the roof, he causes damage, uviyesh, and it's embarrassing to the person who he fell on. Chayev ala nezek, he is liable for the nezek that's caused. He should have been more careful, make sure he didn't fall off the roof. Upater ala boshes, however, boshes, he will be putter on, he will not have to pay. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, in the incident of boshes, v'sholcha yada, two men are fighting, and his one of the wives come in and sends out her hand, v'chzika mevushav, and she grabs onto his private parts, and she has to pay for the embarrassment involved. The understanding of that pasuk is that since she did it with kavana, with intent, therefore boshes, we understand from there, is only liable if a person has kavana, has intent to cause the busha. In the case where the man fell off the roof, he had no intention to cause busha, and therefore he is not liable for boshes.